News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Pilots in Aer Lingus, who are members of the Irish Airline Pilots Association, IALPA, have overwhelmingly voted in favour of industrial action, up to and including a strike, and are seeking a pay increase of almost 24%. In a moment, we'll talk to Aer Lingus, but first, let's speak to Captain Mark Tighe, president even, of the Irish Airlines Pilot Association. Mark, 24%. I had to check that we hadn't been transported back to the 1970s and the coal miners' strike of 1973. I think they were looking for 30% back then. I mean, 24%. Nobody asks for that kind of money in this day and age.
Well, that's some kind of comparison, Shane, in this time of day and age as well. But good morning to you. The 24% is actually easily seen and demonstrable. The CSO has clearly demonstrated, just recently published an article which was repeatedly commented on the media a few weeks ago, that the average pay increase in the last 5 years has been 24%. When you add up the pay increases that have been given out in agreement with our friends in the public services, our friends who are nurses and teachers and guards, and the deal they are at the moment, that all adds up to in and around the same thing. It's all
25%?
About
25%. Are nurses 25% better paid than they were 5 years ago? Because I had a look at the pay deal that's just been struck. I mean, you're taught there's two and a quarter percent increase. There's another 1% increase, a 1% increase. That's the kind of figures that are more common nowadays in pay agreements.
Absolutely correct, Shane. And that's the best way and most appropriate way to deal with pay, to successive increases gradually over time and consistently. Aer Lingus management have ignored pilot pay in that way and resulted in these figures coming all together in one go. We've been at this for a year and a half, and this goes back to our last pay rise in 2019. But if you go and check those figures, you'll find they're correct. But certainly my friends who are nurses and teachers and guards will tell you straight up that it doesn't feel like they got that money in the economy we live in at the moment, particularly in and around Dublin area and other cities in Ireland.
Yeah. So are you suggesting that pay should chase inflation? Because a lot of people would say that's a recipe for that is going back to the 1970s.
Well, chasing inflation can be a disaster for everybody, but not in this particular case.
Yeah, I mean, the Labour courts don't agree with you. They said 9.25. There's a massive gulf between 9.25% and almost 24%. There's a huge gap there. So they clearly think you're being unrealistic.
Well, the Labour Court does its job and it does it well. We were very happy to be in there and to be part of the process. But in the end of the day, they were dealing with a snapshot of a discussion. And perhaps if we'd been in through some sort of formal process outside of the internal processes that we have in Aer Lingus, that we may have actually benefited like everybody else did. And as I said, the CSO said the average pay increase, you can go and check it yourself, over the last 5 years, is 24%.
Okay, Aer Lingus management says you're risking future jobs at the airline, that two Airbus, I think, have already been allocated elsewhere in the group, in the airline group, the wider group, because of the uncertainty about this.
Well, Shane, I mean, like, at the end of the day, this is all about money and the profits that our company makes and who gets them. If you look at some very simple figures and nice, easy fractions, for which is the best way that I can work, payroll as agreed with the company through process is approximately 120 million euro for pilots. You know, we're looking at inflation, which is approximately 25%. That's 30 million euro. The company made 225 million euro last year. They're forecasting significant increases in profits over the coming years. We're just looking for to keep up and to have our share.
Okay, are you going to go on strike?
That will be a matter for the executive of IALPA to decide in conjunction with our friends in Forza. But for the moment, we're hoping that the company come to their senses and realise that this is not fair what they're doing. Like,
do you think you'd get much sympathy from holidaymakers if there was a strike and they heard you were looking for 24%? Do you think that would go down well with your passengers?
Well, we're not looking for sympathy. We're looking for people to look at the situation as if it was theirs themselves. Like, we don't want to hurt our customers at all. I'm almost 34 years in Aer Lingus, and it's been my privilege to bring people, families, kids, happy families away on holidays, people away in business. One of the most pleasurable things to do is actually when you bring people home to Ireland in that green airplane. We hope that people will see this for what it is. It's corporate greed and companies wanting to keep the profits for themselves.
Okay, when will you make a decision on a strike, just before we let you go?
Oh, that'll be probably over the next few days. We're meeting the company. We are meeting the company. We're continuing talks. We hope they'll come to their senses.
Okay, Mark, thank you indeed for that, Mark Tighe there of IALPA. Let's bring in Donal Moriarty, Chief Corporate Affairs Officer at Aer Lingus. Donal, you heard what Mark had to say. This is just basically compensating pilots for large inflation over the last 4 years and the fact they haven't got a any pay rise since 2019. It's a reasonable claim. When you consider that.
Yeah, I did hear what Mark said. A number of things in that. He's referenced CSO data and increases in pay in the economy over the years. He's referenced it very selectively and indeed included a number of sectors that highly skew that average, including the information technology sector. The data for the transportation sector in which we sit is actually a 6.8% increase since 2019. So IALPA are looking for four times that, essentially, in a 24% increase. And that's just not tenable for a number of reasons. It would add between 40 and 45 million in cost to Aer Lingus. And that would very much inflict damage on the business in terms of its future prospects and growth.
Yeah, go on, finish your point.
And just to put that in context, what IALPA are looking for senior pilots, they're looking for a €50,000 pay increase for senior pilots, bringing them to a total package of just under €350,000.
That's for senior pilots. For regular pilots, standard pilots, it would be considerably lower.
It would be a blend, but there are 200 senior pilots. And just to give you more context in terms of that figure, that €50,000 increase is more than the total annual pay of 3,500 of our 5,500 employees. So aside from this increase, proposed increase, being untenable from a corporate perspective and for the future of our business, it's actually unconscionable. We you know, have many pilots in Aer Lingus, and we really value them in the business. They are fairly paid, and what they're looking for through IALPA, unfortunately, is outrageous.
Yeah. Has it gone down badly with other staff?
We haven't engaged with other staff, but I imagine, based upon those statistics, it's not something that they would be pleased with.
Okay. Have you taken your eye off the ball, though? I mean, the fact that they haven't got any pay increase since 2019, is that correct? That does seem like a failure of negotiation, a failure of management.
Well, actually, since 2019, they have received increments. So their pay has increased over that five-year period through climbing the incremental scale. So on average, pilots will have received 24% more pay in that period through climbing the incremental scale. Okay. So it's not true to say that there's been no pay increase in that period.
Okay, Donal Moriarty, Chief Corporate Affairs Officer at Aer Lingus, thank you for talking to us. Mark, I believe you're still there. Do you, Mark, Captain Mark Tighe of IALPA, do you want to respond to that? $350,000 for over 200 senior pilots. You actually have got pay increases of increments worth 23-24%.
What I'd like to say is I'm almost stuck for words when Donal says that he values his pilots. A brand new pilot starts on a minimum of a guaranteed amount of €36,000. It takes 26 years and passing a grueling set of assessments and examinations to become a captain to be able to reach the figures he's talking about. And lastly, I want to say is that Donal is one of three officers of the company who last year, as reported by yourselves, never mind other press, that the lion's share of 2.8 million in pay and bonuses.
Okay. I don't know if Donal, do you want to respond to that particular point?
I don't want to get into a back and forth, but consistent with all groups in Aer Lingus, we are paid based upon a market assessment and benchmarking. A lot of the the overall number that Mark is referring to there is based upon shares and shares that will not vest because of the performance, overall performance of the business. So it's not a correct and fair comparison.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Donal Moriarty, a Chief Corporate Affairs Officer at Aer Lingus, and Captain Mark Tighe, President of IALPA. Thanks to both of you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.